The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
You've tuned in to Grace in Focus. This is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. We hold our national conference each year in May, this year coming up May 19th through the 22nd. Today we'd like to give you a preview of what it's like in hopes that you'll want to come and join us this year. Ken Yates will be interviewing a family that attended in 2024, and I think you'll really enjoy it. Once again, this is Grace in Focus from the Grace Evangelical Society, and on our website, faithalone.org, you can find out about registration details, early bird discounts, and anything else you need to know about our national conference coming up May 19th through the 22nd. And without further ado, here's Ken Yates with the family he's interviewing.
And we are at the annual national conference outside of Denton, Texas, at Camp Copus. We've been, for the last few years, we've been doing the conference here. And we are interviewing people to talk about their experiences with Free Grace Theology, but also their experiences here at the conference. And I have a very special guest today. Really, it's guests, plural. Because we've got a family, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves to you. We've got a mom and dad and two lovely daughters. So who wants to go first?
I'm Zoe.
How old are you, Zoe?
I'm 12.
12. And how about your sister?
I'm Ruby, and I'm 9.
Well, hello, Ruby. And now the lovely mom.
I'm Megan, and I'm not going to tell you how old I am.
And I'm Matt Stapera.
All right. So that's our family here. And we're so great to have you here. This is not their first time at the conference. And I don't know, how many conferences have you come to?
This is our third conference.
Third. So, okay. So this is number three. So first thing I want to ask is, what's been your experience in how you got acquainted with or exposed to Free Grace Theology? Because different people have different stories. Some people grew up in it. Some people were exposed to it later. Some people kind of stumbled on it. A lot of people got it online. So what's your story? And you need to stick to it.
Well, I was raised Southern Baptist, and I also went to independent fundamental Baptist churches and Bible churches. And so I had a mix of theologies.
And what state?
Missouri.
Missouri.
And
okay.
Kansas.
Okay. Missouri and Kansas.
When I was in high school, I went to church with Diane Boring.
Right.
Introduced my family to Free Grace Theology. And we finally believed in Jesus for everlasting life. And now our whole family believes.
Now, when you say your family, are you talking mm-hmm. about the family you grew up in?
Yes.
Okay.
Both my sisters believe, my sister's husband, her children. And so it's like a family thing now.
Wow.
And we've been learning really good. We've been getting really good teaching from you and from Catherine on the Zoom classes that you have available to us.
Well, now she mentioned the Zoom classes. There's a number of them available. Catherine does a women's study during the week. And then we also have a study on Tuesday and on Saturday, which we're currently going through the book of Romans and Daniel at this time. Now, when you come to the conferences, I want to get each of you to tell me what you like the best. So we'll go in order again. So what's your favorite part of the conference? We'll talk about this year. What's been your favorite part of the conference this year?
I really like getting to talk to everybody. I think that's my favorite.
Okay. And what about the activities? What activities do you like best?
I really like the ping pong, and I really like the golf.
The golf.
Yeah.
And be honest, how do you do with the golf course?
I rarely get a hole in one.
Well, I played last night, and I have a confession to make. I didn't make a single hole in one. So, yeah, I would agree with you. I'm not. What she's referring to is we have a, yeah, it's an 18-hole putt-putt golf course. So that's great. Now, what about you? What is your favorite thing about the conference?
Getting to talk to everybody in golf.
And you like the golf, too. Okay. Megan and Matt, what about you? When you come here, obviously, this is your third time, so you've returned, so there's something you like about it. What is it that you like the best?
Well, I have a lot of wonderful friends here that I typically only see here.
Right.
And so that's really my favorite part, mm-hmm. is being able to connect face-to-face with these people that I love. And I absolutely love to sit under wonderful teachers and get that solid teaching that I don't have to question. And it's just a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and this, go ahead. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, we don't have to reteach our children, which is just a huge blessing, honestly. Yeah, but like Megan was saying, it's mostly the relationships you build at these conferences with people you've seen on Zoom and a YouTube channel. YouTube channel is great. So that's another resource that we have that we can stay connected.
Now, let me ask you all something. I know the answer to it, but I'm going to let you all talk about it. You started a home church,
yes.
Right? And the reason I bring that up is in some of these interviews, that's a common theme. Well, it's not even just in these interviews. It's in some of these breakout sessions and at the conference, we have question and answer periods. And this is one of the questions that come up. And in the conversations, there's no Free Grace Church around. There's no Free Grace Church around. What do we do? And as you mentioned, Matt, matter of fact, it just happened on an interview. Someone mentioned that I worry about taking my kids to a church that's not Free Grace, and what are they getting exposed to? And, well, you all know the story. So obviously you all have decided for your particular circumstance, where you're located at, we're going to have a home church. Can you tell me, either Megan or Matt, whoever wants to lead the way on this, how did you arrive? What was your thought process to get to that conclusion, and how have you found it? What's it been like?
It's coming. It'll be here before you know it. What am I talking about? The Grace Evangelical Society's National Conference 2025, May 19th through 22nd at Camp Copus, an absolutely beautiful campground in North Texas, right on the lake with lots of recreation, great food, a great place to stay, wonderful fellowship, and wonderful Free Grace Bible teaching. Information and online registration now at faithalone.org/events. First-timers waive registration fees. faithalone.org/events.
We're going to have a home church. Can you tell me what was your thought process to get to that conclusion, and how have you found it? What's it been like? What have you learned? Because there's other people that are thinking the exact same thing. So what advice would you give them? Say, this is something, you know, we made a mistake here, and this is what we learned. This is what we've done different. Because I think a lot of people are thinking the same thing.
Well, I think that mainly we decided to start our own church because it was during the pandemic. A lot of churches were shutting down or requiring that everyone wear masks, even to sing or to fellowship. And we just were not in agreement with that. We wanted to do our own thing. And we knew that there wasn't a Free Grace Church in our area that we could take our children to and not have to worry about what they would be taught. And we just decided we were going to do our own thing. And it was a little scary, but...
And I will tell you, you know, there's a lot of people who are like, oh, I can't do that. I can never do that, right? But go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I grew up with those great preachers, the orators that would just blow everyone's minds. And it's the guy on the pulpit who, you know, everybody's impressed with. And Matt doesn't have a background in teaching or preaching. And we decided to make it a Bible study type of environment where we're just sitting down together and reading the word and talking about it together. And Matt does lead us where we're kind of going in a certain direction, but we leave it open for everybody to discuss. We have a very small group right now, so we don't have a leadership kind of set up yet. It's very doable. I think that if people want to if you can just study the word together, that's enough.
Well, how did you say you got a small group, but who else joined you? And how did you contact them? How did that happen? Because that's another question that comes up. Like, say, a family's doing it and say, we would just like one other couple. How do you do that? How did you do that?
Well, we are fortunate that we have family nearby that believes the same things that we do. So we meet in my mom and dad's home.
Okay.
And we have friends from overseas that meet us on Zoom. And
wow.
We met them through your Zoom classes. And we have neighbors and friends who join us.
Wow.
So it's been kind of a, we were already a connected group anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we would go about finding new people, really, because we haven't really explored that. We've invited people.
Because you already knew them, right. Now, what about music? Do you just sing anything, or do you download something, or what do you do?
Well, my mom tried to make me the music minister. So I said, maybe we just shouldn't do music for now.
It's not a requirement. And what do the young ladies think of it? What do you all think about having church at home?
It's fun. I mean, we get to see our grandma every week, and it's just a way to bring the whole family together and just spend time talking before and after church. And our grandma always makes us like a treat to have after church.
Okay.
So it's really fun.
Food is an important part of fellowship.
That doesn't change when you get older either, let me tell you that. Now, what do you do for, how do you decide what the topic will be or what you're going to study?
Democratically. So we do take a vote of hands around the room, in our fellowship. And
we just throw out suggestions decide together what we want to go through. And we go through books. Right now we're doing Hebrews.
Right.
Now, do you, when you decide, say, okay, this is what we're going to do. Do you use any material from GES, or how do you do, or do you just say, no, I'm going to study this on my own, and this is what we're going to lead?
We're plugging your book.
Oh, we're going to plug my book.
We're going through Hebrews right now.
Okay.
Hebrews 11.
And
we are heavily relying on your book.
Oh, okay. So the pressure is on. I understand. No, the reason I bring that up is because that would be another thing. People would say, well, gosh, how would we decide what to do? Yeah. And I'm sure you had those questions as well.
But don't let your fear stop you from doing it.
Right.
Because if you're doing it as a Bible study, then that's the perfect way, I believe.
Sure. And I would also just say that this is the way the early church did it. You know, the early church didn't have these mega churches with the organs and the 500-seat auditoriums and things like that. That's not wrong in and of itself, but the early church met in homes, and the early church met in small homes, as a matter of fact. And so you all are an encouragement in a number of ways for people who are struggling with this same thing to say, well, man, if Megan and Matt and these two young ladies can do it, we can do it.
It's so true.
It's so great to have you here. You guys are an encouragement to a lot of people. It's great to see a family with the next generation coming up of Free Grace Giants. So thank you for what you're doing. And remember,
keep grace in focus.
Read many from our library of thousands of free magazine and journal articles online at faithalone.org/resources. That's faithalone.org. Did you miss an episode of Grace in Focus that you really wanted to hear? Just come to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We have all our past episodes right there on the site. Our team is really great about answering questions, comments, and feedback. If you've got some, we hope to hear from you. Let me give you our email address so you can do just that. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. We hope you have a great weekend, and join us again on Monday for another episode of Grace in Focus. And until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.